Let's consider another example of a situation when health workers like Sister Zingi, Nomsa, and Sister Sina might calculate relative risk. Between the 3rd and the 6th of October, Sister Zingi treats 7 patients for suspected measles. On further inquiry, she establishes that all these patients are students at a local primary school. She decides to investigate the cases further together with Tebo, the environmental health practitioner. They go to visit the school. On arrival, they are informed that the 7 students who were treated for suspected measles are all from the school's grade 4 class, which has a total of 30 students. Sister Zingi and Tebo decide to check the measles vaccination status of all the grade 4 students. The data show that 21 of the 30 students have received adequate doses of the measles vaccine. The remaining 9 haven't been vaccinated. Of the 7 students with suspected measles, only 2 have been vaccinated.